Good morning. I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health. Today we are talking about the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life with Kristen Scott, who is a community executive with the American Cancer Society, and Relay for Life volunteer Lindsay McCabe. Gals, welcome to the program.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
I'm so glad that you're both here. Kristen, if we can start with you, can you please tell us, what is the Relay for Life?
Yeah, the Relay for Life is, it's an overnight event that takes place in over 5,000 communities in the United States and actually worldwide now.
Oh, wow.
And teams of 8 to 15 people get together and they fundraise, and then they spend the night walking around a track with family and friends. And one person is supposed to be on the track at all points during the night, and it's kind of a carnival-like atmosphere with games and fundraising opportunities and different competitions and prizes. So it's a good time.
Oh, that's great. Now, there's one coming up in Lowell. Can you tell us the date for that?
Yes, it's June 19th through the 20th. And we actually just moved our location to Tingsboro High School's track and field, so just up the road a little bit from Lowell, and we're excited about that.
Oh, that's great. Now, Kristen, where did the Relay for Life begin?
It began actually in Washington with a doctor named Gordy Klatt, and he wanted to raise money to fight cancer, and so his idea was that he would run around a track for 24 hours,
Wow. And
people would sponsor him, and he did it, and raised, I think, almost $25,000 the first time, and then this idea of Relay for Life and it being a team thing was born.
Okay, now, are teams usually formed through workplace or people who are just friends or different corporate groups? How does that work?
We have corporate groups, we have friends, we have families that put together a team year after year, so it's whoever, you know, whoever is close to you and would like to be involved. You know, it's definitely a friends and family and work atmosphere. So.
And how is the money raised?
The money is raised through a number of different ways. Teams do fundraisers, and those can be things like restaurants will donate a proceeds of the evening to your team's fundraiser as long as you hand out these coupons and people come in and they turn them in. And Lindsay can talk a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm.
But they will also do online fundraising. So we have through our website, people can send out emails to friends and family and they can donate safely online.
Okay.
And then also things like, you know, can and bottle drives and bake sales and any number of different things. People get really simple to really fantastic, just, you know, a whole karaoke evening or,
oh,
you know, a dance
fun.
Party, or people can get pretty elaborate with their fundraising.
Now, the fundraising can also happen at the event, is that correct, with booths and people selling things? And
yeah, a fundraising definitely happens on site.
Mm-hmm.
It actually happens more in the ways of team fundraising on site. So each team has their own campsite.
Okay.
And they can set up a little table and sell whatever they have there. They could paint faces, you know, and charge a couple of dollars. Or they could sell hamburgers and hot dogs and fundraise that way. So.
Okay. So it's based on not how many laps, but that someone from each team is on the lap at all time, right? Or on the track at all time. Is that the way it works?
Yeah, it's not necessarily people sponsoring you for how many laps you walk.
Okay.
It's just, you know, somebody from your team is to be on the track at all points during the night.
Okay. Now, are the other people napping? I'm thinking that's pretty tough, you know.
Yeah, we do encourage people to, when it's not their turn to walk, to definitely rest and try and catch some sleep while they can. We don't encourage people to stay up all night. We want people to be safe and to do whatever is best for them.
Oh, that's good. Now, what is the caregiver lap?
The caregiver lap is, let me talk about the survivor lap first.
Oh, sure, sure.
So we have, at 6 o'clock, we have our opening ceremony, and there'll be a speaker to talk about Relay and to thank everybody for coming, and then we start the Relay off with a survivor lap. So all of the survivors get on the track, and all of the participants line the track. And then the music begins, and the survivors begin their first lap, and everybody claps and cheers and yells for the survivors.
Nice.
And just is really encouraging of them. And a survivor is, you're a survivor from the day you're diagnosed, so there'll be people at all different stages of survivorship, somebody who was maybe just diagnosed last week or somebody who's been a cancer survivor for 10 years. So it's a really cool process for the survivors to be a part of, because
mm-hmm.
they just build this camaraderie between each other that is really just amazing. So the survivors do their first lap. And then we ask the caregivers to join in for the second lap. And caregivers are anybody who has who's taken care of somebody with cancer. So they join in, and everybody cheers and claps for them, and they do their lap. And then the third lap, we ask everybody to join in and walk all together. And that's the beginning of the event.
Oh, okay. Now, do you ever have any caregivers who, for example, my brother, when my mother had cancer, he, you know, spent 9 months taking care of her. Now, unfortunately, she passed away. But do you have people that have been through the process, and even though the person they love didn't survive, they're still wanting to be involved and wanting to show?
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. You know, even in the if the person, you know, has passed away, you were still a caregiver, and it was still a very difficult experience,
yes,
most likely, for that person to go through. So they definitely are involved.
Oh, that's good. Now, I was also reading that there's a way that participants can participate in research studies while at the Relay for Life. Is that correct, that they have some booths there with people that might have some kind of, I don't know if it was clinical trials or something, but I read about that on the site.
Yeah. Well, actually, there's a study going on. It started last year, I believe, and it's this year as well. It'll take a few years to get up to the 500,000 participants that we need. It's called the Cancer Prevention Study Number 3.
Mm-hmm.
And there are booths at certain relays. So not every relay will have a CPS3 tent.
Okay.
But, for instance, another relay that I help with is Relay for Life of Cape Ann, and they are a CPS3 site. So from 6:30 to 10:30 on the day of their relay, which happens to also be June 19th, people can go there, and if they are within the categories for being able to be involved in the study, then they can go ahead and get registered for that study there. And it's a long-term commitment. Sometimes these studies can go on for 25 to 30 years. So you'll get a survey once a year for many, many years. It takes about an hour to fill out, and it's all about your health and your habits and things like
that. Okay.
Okay. So,
go ahead.
Yeah, you can go to our cancer.org website and then find information about CPS3, and there'll be a list of all of the locations there.
Oh, good. I was also going to ask, speaking of locations, how many Relay for Life events are going on this summer in Massachusetts, would you say?
In New England, it's over 200. I'm not sure.
Wow. Oh, that's okay. I don't
know. Massachusetts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow, that's wonderful. And what are the memory ceremonies?
The memory ceremony that we do, it's the Luminaria ceremony, and it happens at sunset. So once it's dark on the track, we shut off all the lights, and we place these white Luminaria bags around the track. And Luminaria bags are sold for $10 each, and whoever buys them writes the name of a person they want to honor or remember who's had cancer. People can decorate them and put pictures on them or just write the name on them. And then we place those around the track, and we put a candle or a glow stick in them.
Mm-hmm.
And then at dark, all the lights are turned off. We do a special ceremony and sometimes a reading of all the names that are on the bags. And then everybody takes a silent lap around the track just to remember those people who've had cancer, who we've lost to cancer.
Oh, that's really nice. Now, what if someone is listening and they maybe they can't really do the whole team situation, but they want to be involved? Can someone come and just check out the booths or do a lap or something, or does it have to be like all or nothing?
No, absolutely. We invite the community to come out and to be involved by, you know, maybe checking out the team fundraisers that are going on, maybe buying a hot dog and just supporting the event. And absolutely, they can walk laps, just as many laps as they would like to. So we definitely encourage people to come out and see what it's all about. And then maybe the next year they would want to think about putting their own team together. So
that's
definitely
great.
Working out.
Oh, good. Now, Lindsay, how long have you been involved with the Relay for Life?
This is actually my first year, and I'm pretty excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
So probably a couple of months.
And who's on your team? Is it friends, family?
Mine's actually through work. I work at the Texas Roadhouse in Methuen, and I help put together a team with them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's everyone's first year, so we're trying our hardest to do everything right.
Now, have you lost someone to cancer, or do you have someone in your family or friend that is diagnosed at this time?
I lost my grandmother to cancer, unfortunately.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And a lot of people on the team also. We have a couple parents who have cancer right now. We have people who've lost family members, friends, and we just think this is a great way to get the word out there about cancer and to help raise money so that we can make people's lives easier.
And what are some of the things that you've done? You mentioned now, do you work at a restaurant? Is that...
Okay. I work at the Texas Roadhouse in Methuen.
Okay. And because I know that Kristen had mentioned that sometimes restaurants have vouchers or coupons or something. Have you done that, or how did you fundraise with your team?
Well, one of our main fundraising ways was through the Roadhouse. What we do is we make up flyers, and they have a little 10% coupon on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And our team gives out as many flyers as we can, and we get everyone to the restaurant on one day, and 10% of the sales will go back to our team in a check to mm-hmm. give to the walk. And also, we hold a 50-50 raffle.
Okay.
So half of the money will end up going to our team again, and then the other half goes to whoever wins. Their ticket gets pulled.
Oh, okay. Now, did you say that this already happened, or can people still participate in this at the restaurant?
We've done two of them. They're both really, really successful.
Great.
And we're planning another one soon, so.
Okay. Well, maybe what you can do is you can email me and let me know, and I can announce it on the air, because I'd love to get people down there and get
that
them participating. And I've never eaten there, so I'd like to.
Yeah, definitely have to come down. We can hold fundraisers for any team also. If there's people out there who are on a team or who want to be on a team, it's a really great and easy way to fundraise. So definitely can give you more information on that.
Oh, good. Now, how did you get involved? How did you find out about the Relay for Life?
I got an email through school.
Oh, cool.
Through school. So I got an email. I went and I checked it out. I liked it. Everyone was really nice. And it just sounded like something I definitely want to be a part of.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, where do you go to school?
I go to UMass Lowell.
Oh, great. Oh, that's great. Right here. That's awesome. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a really great event. And Kristen, I wanted to ask you also, I was reading on the site about some different groups. What is the Road to Recovery?
Yeah, Road to Recovery, it's one of the programs that we offer and one of the things that Relay for Life supports with the money that's raised. And it is a program where volunteers offer to drive patients to and from their treatments to alleviate some of the pressure from the family to always be taking family members back and forth. And
mm-hmm.
and this allows family members to keep working and to keep helping to support the patient, but doesn't have to make them take time off of work to drive their loved one to treatment. So it's a really amazing program. It's been taken advantage of highly in Massachusetts. We're really proud of it.
Oh, good. Now, does some of the money from the event go directly to them, or how does that work?
Well, the money that's raised for Relay for Life goes to our New England division, and they disperse the money to all of our different programs and to the research that's done.
Oh, okay. Now, if somebody wanted to volunteer for Road to Recovery, they can get in touch with them, volunteer?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
You can go to cancer.org, or I'm happy to give my contact information, and I can put them in touch with the right person.
Okay. Well, at the end of the show, I'm going to get all of your information. And what is Look Good, Feel Better? I was reading about that as well.
Yeah, Look Good, Feel Better is also another really great program that we offer for women that are going through treatments or have just been through treatments. It's a program where we bring in a cosmetologist, and each survivor is given a bag of cosmetics worth over $250, and they just spend a couple hours teaching them how to apply makeup when, they don't have any eyebrows or eyelashes at this point.
Okay.
So it's a program to help them look good and to feel better. So it's really, really just an amazing experience for women who have just felt down and ugly and just not feeling like themselves. They also teach them how to make a head wrap out of a t-shirt.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, really cool.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, when my mom was sick, she would use the scarves and the
mm-hmm.
wigs sometimes. But actually, I think that, for her, the scarves was definitely, she preferred that, it was more comfortable. But that t-shirt idea, that would have been really nice, too.
Yeah, it's just so simple. Who doesn't have an extra t-shirt laying around?
Exactly. And, there's just so many people affected by cancer. I mean, my mother-in-law just passed away in January, and it's been really hard. And it just seems like every time I turn around, there's somebody else. And
mm-hmm.
I just think it's so important that you're on the program, and the work that you do is wonderful. How long have you worked with the American Cancer Society?
I have worked with ACS here in Massachusetts since last August, but I also worked with the society when I lived in Indiana on another event that they do.
Oh, that's nice. And yeah. It must be nice because you get to meet a lot of interesting people and you know that you're doing something helpful for society. I think it's great.
Yeah, it is. It's very nice. It's a fulfilling job.
And it sounds like a fun event. I mean, it sounds emotional also, mm-hmm. and, you know, with the memory ceremonies, and mm-hmm. but just the camaraderie and everybody walking together. I think that's really great. And the fact that they can take naps, you know, like I said earlier, that's a good thing too.
Well, another really cool thing I think about it is just the community that comes together within, you know, thinking of, you know, other events that we do in Billerica and KPN and Westford, the community really comes together. And I'm really seeing that happening in Lowell and Tingsboro for this year. So it's really exciting.
And the Relay for Life, is this every summer they have it or every spring, summer?
It's every spring, summer. Mm-hmm. Usually between, well, the colleges do them earlier, February, March, April, and then the majority of them happen in May and June.
And do you have any other fundraisers in the fall that are coming up?
We do a Making Strides Against Breast Cancer walk in Boston, where over 40,000 people come out and walk down on the Charles River.
Oh, really? Okay, well, I want to definitely have you come back for that. And if you can give your contact information, Kristen, that would be great.
Yes, my email address is Kristen, KRISTIN.Scott, SCOTT, at cancer.org. And my phone number is 781-314-2678. And the website for this year's event is www.relayforlife.org/LowellMA.
And the dates again were June 18th and 19th, did you say?
June 19th and 20th.
19 and 20. And it's not too late to get a team together and start?
No, it's definitely not too late. So get on the website and sign up or give me a call.
All right. Well, I want to thank you both so much for coming on. This was really wonderful. And if you'd like to contact me, you can go to my site. It's yourhealthradio.org. You can email me at lisa@yourhealthradio.org. Next week, we'll be joined by advanced certified rolfer Garrett Whitney to talk about rolfing. So thanks for listening. Have a great week and keep being healthy. Bye-bye. Thanks, gals.
Thank you.
We got some great stuff coming up in the next few months. Check out the website. It's yourhealthradio.org.